To order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the agenda, or the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections?
There are, Mr. Chairman. There are two. Case number 10,690, Russell W. Johns, and case number 10,697, Severio Endeavor Police, should be under public hearings and not old business.
Okay. Public hearing. Okay. Are there any other?
Okay. So they'll be at the end of our public hearings?
At the end.
You have to go to the end of it.
Okay. Motion to approve the agenda as revised and noted.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's revised agenda with the noted change. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. All persons in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken. And in addition, those items are considered after public hearings, and that may be late in the evening. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10,712, Walter D. and Iva B. King, north of Road 454A, 1,570 feet southeast of U.S. Route 13, being Lot 1, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Sir,
one up here first.
First, be sworn in, please.
Whoever's going to talk needs
I'm
to
going
be
sworn talking,
in.
So.
Okay. What's your name and address?
Ronald King, 10965 Iron Hill Road, Dunmore, Delaware.
Okay, and are either of the other two going to speak?
You going to speak?
No.
Okay, well, you can have a seat then.
Okay.
Are you going to speak, ma'am?
You
can.
Okay, and your name and address then?
Tammy King, 10965 Iron Hill Road, Dunmore, Delaware,
okay.
11940.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Podium's yours.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
We're here to ask for a variance on 10965 Iron Hill Road. The problem being that the request for the frontage is 150, the lot is only 133 foot wide.
this property is the property of your...
Yes, my father there.
Okay.
What's the total frontage? It looks like it's 321, is that right?
I don't have the paper on me. The total frontage of the whole entire property?
Yeah, the whole six.
I believe it was 300 and something, I believe.
Yeah, and if that's the case, why can't you divide it off so that each lot has 150 feet?
Because the house, my father's house, is so by the time the 150 is so taken off of the one side, it's so close to his home that we're scared it's going to be opposed to as setbacks for his home.
You don't have to go the full depth and across 150 feet. You can go back a foot and over 150.
But you do have the 3/4 foot or a 3/4 acre. I'm not sure how far deep it is, but there is the 3/4 acre that we're trying to get.
I guess what I'm saying is it doesn't have to go all the way across from the back line and up to make 150 feet. You can actually go from 1 foot across and make it 150 feet for each.
I'm not really sure I'm understanding.
Okay.
What do you?
This lot is 130, you're asking it for to be 133 feet.
Yes.
And you're asking for it to be 258 feet deep.
Okay.
Okay. So the 133 feet can be 258 foot deep, and the remainder of 150 feet can be 1 foot deep.
Okay.
You with me? So that way you don't need a variance. Hmm. Now, one of the things that we're going to ask you to do, you got your application, and with that application, it had the standards for granting a variance.
I believe so, yes.
You have to meet all those five standards or prove that you do meet those five standards. Are you familiar with those and you ready to?
I'm not really certain. I've never done this before, so.
I understand. But when you got the application, they explained to you that there were five standards you had to meet and you had to address those?
No,
I don't believe they did. No.
Okay. All right.
Is this an established lot?
Yes, the lot's been there for years, but it's never been subdivided of any kind. It's a single wide trailer sitting on one lot, and then older farmhouse sitting on the other side of the lot.
But you just had it surveyed and had these lines set up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Okay. You're just going to leave that single wide on there, or are you going to be putting a...
No, we're planning on removing the single wide and putting a modular home there instead.
Okay.
So why can't you move the driveway and split it? I didn't quite get your understanding on that. Why couldn't you move it?
The driveway?
Yeah.
There's trees sitting there, too.
There's trees in it. Yeah, so when you put it in the middle of it, there's trees right in the center of the driveway, mm-hmm. 150 feet.
Yeah, roughly, yes.
And how close is that utility pole to it, too?
Yes, pretty close to it, too, yeah.
To be able to come over to get your footage?
It's to my opinion, yes, it's pretty close.
Yeah, so. Nobody looked at it. It seemed to be that would be in there with it. And then there's a big tree right on.
Yeah, the utility poles and the trees are pretty much lined right up there together.
Yeah, so it would be, by looking at it, it would be.
Well, Mr. King, tell me again where you said your father's home was in relationship to new line.
He's on right next to the lot that we're trying to get the variance for.
All right, I don't mean to interrupt you, but his home is close to your new boundary line on this lot?
Yes, it would be.
How far would you say he is?
Maybe 20 feet.
Okay. So what you said earlier, you meant that if you move the line over any further, he would be in violation and need a variance?
It's very possible, yes.
Okay.
They have 300 feet, some feet of frontage, so they really don't need the variance, or it wouldn't appear.
you were saying, move this frontage over and then just go so deep.
Only a foot deep.
Did it redraw the line?
There are...
You can do that.
There are five standards for granting, for us to grant a variance that you have to meet. And I'll state this for everyone's benefit that's here for a variance. When you come before this board, you have to meet five standards. They were in your application. Those standards are uniqueness, cannot otherwise be developed, not created by the applicant. They won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief. So you have to show where there's a uniqueness in the property, such as irregularity or narrowness or shallowness. And it can't be developed in strict conformity. Also, as far as cannot otherwise be developed, it's pretty much self-explanatory. The request for the variance is necessary in order to enable reasonable use of the property. Mm-hmm. The third standard is cannot have been created by the applicant. For example, you're here because the house that you've just purchased is built into the setbacks. Therefore, it wasn't created by you, but it was by someone before you.
Yes.
It won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and most all variance requests do meet that standard. It won't, be detrimental to public welfare and those kinds of things. And the last, that it's a minimum to afford relief. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing right here in this case is that there is an option, and that's as I explained earlier, where you have 300 and some feet of road frontage for this entire parcel. Mm-hmm. Then you wouldn't have to necessarily go 200, 300 feet deep and across 150, which you could actually, cut out a slice almost like an L.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're not prepared to address those standards so that, we can determine that it does meet them, then probably the options we're going to give you is to either come back at another hearing and more prepared to do that, or the other option would be to go back and take another look at it and see if you couldn't divide it a little differently.
Okay.
Would you, you wouldn't happen to have a survey of your father's home on the rest of that parcel, would you?
No, I submitted that with the application.
But I mean, was it a survey with his home plotted on there?
Yes.
See,
yes,
the one we have only has...
just yours.
Doesn't have his on.
This is what we're looking at here.
Yeah, I don't...
Which is, I assume this is the parcel that you want to cut out of the...
Mm-hmm, okay. Yes.
All right, and his home is on this parcel, or is it on one of these adjacent?
It's right next to
it. It's right
here?
Next to it.
Yeah, it's...
here?
Right in that area.
Okay.
There.
So how is there two homes on one parcel?
Probably it was on farm. It's 5 acres at one time.
Gotcha, okay.
It's the single wide trailer. It's put back there in the early 70s, so I don't know what kind of laws was enforced at that time. So
right.
Were you living in that trailer at the time? Now,
no one's living in it at the time. The plan is to use the land after everything is said and done, and using the land after the variance is granted. Using the land as collateral so I can purchase a home that would accommodate for my and my wife's family.
Okay.
It's a long process of red tape, huh?
Yeah, it's very long.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion that we leave the public hearing open so the applicant can either prepare better to address those standards that I spoke about and come back at another time
I would say our first meeting in November.
November 1st.
November 1st.
And then address those standards if you want to continue with that variance, or you may want to look into, you know, subdividing
that's
a different
the
way.
Extra and, foot over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you, Mrs. Isaacs understands what I'm talking about, and you can talk to her in the office tomorrow, and she can help you with that.
Just, before you continue, just so you know, I know the meeting that's scheduled for the 15th only has like four public hearings on it, so you might want to consider deferring things to that meeting where you'll have a little bit more time.
Okay.
I didn't suggest to you. All right. To do that, but
that would be my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We'll move that to 11:15. Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we leave case number 10,712 open to allow the applicant a chance to prepare himself further on the standards of granting of the variance or either to look at, you know, providing it and getting back. And we'll leave it open until 11:15 by the
November
new hearing, 15th. November 15th.
Okay.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.